弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天是父亲节，在这里啊，我们刚才的带诗的姐妹已经问候过大家，父亲节快乐。我再重复一遍哈，祝福在座所有的这个弟兄，作为父亲的啊，愿神恩惠满满，丰丰满满的与你同在。
Today is Father's Day.Our sisters who led the choir has already congratulated all the brothers and fathers here and here once again. I also congratulate the brothers and the fathers on behalf of God's grace.
尽管是父亲节，但是呢，我今天的题目当然是跟父亲有关系，却不是那么直接有关系。
Even though today is Father's Day, my title topic for the sermon.Is not totally related to Father's Day.
但是呢，我在思考这个父亲的时候啊，我昨天也在预备这个信息的时候，我发现了一篇文章。这篇文章呢，对我震撼非常的大。
Yesterday when I was talking and pondering and thinking, reflecting about the topic for today, I just stumbled upon an article that shocked me very much.
这篇文章的题目叫做 "The Fatherhood, the Core of the Universe."
The title of this article is just what he said.
讲到说父亲的职责是宇宙的核心。
And it talks about the responsibility of the father being the center of the universe.
这句话讲得非常非常的大。
And this is such a powerful word.
但是呢，要仔细去想一想，如果把我们的天父也思考进去的话，这句话讲的确实非常的正确。
But when we think about that, in light of our heavenly Father, we can see how great and how correct this word is.
大家可以似乎回去哈，如果要看圣经的话，你发现说主耶稣基督在地上所记载的第一句话是在什么地方讲的，又是讲的什么事情呢？
When we think about this, when we go back to review the Bible, what is the first word our Lord Jesus said?On the face of this earth.
其实呢，他第一次讲话记载在圣经里头，是他失踪了，他的父母去找他，在圣殿里找到他。找到他以后，他说的话：“我岂不以当我父的事为念吗？”
And he said the first word when he got lost, and his mother and father was trying to look for him.
你看到这个圣子在地上的第一句话被记载下来的是关于圣父的事情。
And we can see that the first word he uttered on the face of this earth is to remember.The Heavenly Father.
当他在钉十字架之前，那个大祭司审判他的时候，他说：“你是上帝的儿子吗？”他说：“是。”
When he was about to nail on the cross, when he was asked, "Are you the Son of God?" He said, "Yes, I am."
你看，第一句话和上十字架前的最后一句话都是跟天父有关系。
And you can see that the first word he said and the last word before he leaves this world.Is all about our Father in heaven.
所以可以看见的说，主耶稣基督在地上的事工，实际上就是他的父亲托付给他，让他在地上所做的事情。
As a matter of fact, we can see that whatever he does on the face of this earth is whatever his Father told him what to do.
我们知道说，我们所信的上帝是个三位一体的上帝。
We know that the God we believe is a Trinity God.
创世纪第一章的第一节虽然讲到起初神创造天地，那个地方似乎没有讲到圣父和圣子之间的关系。
At the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, the first sentence, they talk about the creator of our Lord, but it didn't mention the Trinity of God.
但是呢，在约翰福音的第一章第一节说，讲到太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And in the first verse of the book of Matthew,
Gospel of John,
book of John, it mentioned that.
让我们看到说，实际上在这个宇宙万有被创造之前，
made us to see that before the creation of this universe,
实际上在永恒当中，圣父和圣子之间那样一个完全相爱、完全。这个相合的这样的关系早已经存在了。
We can see that in eternity, the loving, totally loving relationship between the Son and the Father already existing there.
我想在我们中间做父亲有一点时间的人，
among us, the fathers, if you have some time,
也许你会体会到你的儿子对你有种种的不满意。
And you may sense that your son does not like you very much.
我想有一个电影，这个电影的名字叫《The Blue Like Jazz》。
I saw a movie. The movie is called Blue Like Jazz. Blue Like Jazz.
在那里头呢，有一个角色。
In that movie, there's a character.
那个角色呢，非常懊恼地发现说，这个上帝呢，有一个公关性的问题要解决。
And that character was very frustrated to find out that our God has an HR problem.
PR problem.
Yes.
Okay.为什么呢？好像似乎他的名誉，好像似乎他的这个全能，好像经常被人误解。
Because his almightiness, his all power is misunderstood by people.
但是呢，我们为什么会想象我们的父亲应该是一个完美的父亲呢？
But do we know that why we think our father as totally perfect?
尽管我们在地上没有这样一个完美的父亲
，But even though that we don't have such a perfect father on the earth，
我们心里头却渴望有这样一个完美的父亲。
But we yearn for such an image。
这岂不是我们的天父放在我们心里头一个深深的渴望吗
？Is that this desire was put into our hearts by our God？
所以父亲是一个神圣的职责。
And being a father is a sacred responsibility.
但是很可惜的是
But unfortunately,
差不多一个不到一个月前，五月中的时候呢，是一个母亲节。
And about a month ago, it was Mother's Day.
母亲节的时候呢，据统计是美国的教会里头哈，这个来参加崇拜的人数是仅次于圣诞节和复活节的第三人高。
According to the statistics, the number of people who come to church during Mother's Day is only inferior to the number of people who come to church during Christmas and Thanksgiving.
但是呢，父亲节来教会的人数呢，却是非常的低。
And the number of fathers who come to church during Father's Day is very, very low.
我想这是很值得我们深思的。也许父亲们觉得说，这个父亲节有更重要的事情，比去教会还更重要。
Well, maybe this is something that makes us think why, and maybe we have better things to do than coming to church during Father's Day.
但是当我们今天要思考我们要学的这段圣经的时候，我们会发现说，在圣父和圣子之间，他们所要达成的这样一个救赎的计划，这个十字架的计划，对你对我来说的话。这是太重要的一件事情。
Well, today at Father's Day, when we think about these verses, we think about the relationship between Father and Heavenly Son. This is such an important message, and it means so much to us.
有一首诗歌叫做这个每当我 when I survey the wondrous cross.
There's a poem.
当我仰望十字架。
That titled When I Look Up to the Cross.
那句话里头第二段里头讲到说愿主尽我别有所夸除了基督的十字架。
In that says may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然我们中文的这个翻译和合本翻译说但我断不以别的夸口只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。加拉太书的第六章十四节。
But the translation in Chinese is a little different.
当我们在读这本圣经的时候呢，我们会发现
，When we read these verses, we can see that
其实这个保罗要写给加拉太的人的这封书信已经快到结尾了。
And we can see that when Paul was writing this letter to the Galatians, it almost at the end of it.
但是呢，越是快到结尾的时候，却越达到了这封信的高潮。
But as it approaches to the end, it also attains the apex of the letter.
也许呢，前边的那些书信呢，前边的所写的那些文字，前几章呢，都是保罗口述，然后他的秘书写下来。
I may be that in the previous chapters, whatever Paul said was recorded by the clerks or secretaries.
但是呢，从这个第六章第十一节起呢，我们发现说，保罗自己亲自把那个笔拿过来，亲自自己写下来。
We can see that from chapter six, verse 11, Paul took the pen himself and recorded in person what he said.
他请看我亲手写给你们的字是何等的大呢？
And he said that this is what I wrote in person. It was so important.
他不只是要用一个签名的方式来印证说整封信他是作为一个使徒他有他的签名而已。
And he doesn't only mean that this whole letter was signed by him and it came from him.
而且呢这段长长的八节的内容呢却给了我们一个非常重要的信息。
And also because these long eight verses convey to us a very, very important message.
用这八节呢保罗谈到了自己也谈到了加拉太中教会的基督加拉太教会中的基督
中。In these lines or words, Paul was talking about himself, and also talking about the Christians in the Galatian churches.
我们第一点先看一下保罗为什么要对自己说愿主禁止我自己有别的夸口。
And let's see why Paul said the first verse.
也许保罗自己清楚。
Maybe Paul knows that
他和天底下所有的人一样。
He is just like everybody else in the world.
普遍的都拥有一个拒绝上帝的恩典的这样一个倾向。
And just like everybody possessing a natural inclination to reject God's grace.
这个恩典的工作是什么呢？
And what is the real work of this grace?
就是我们刚才所说的圣父和圣子之间所要已经立好的那个恩典之约要借着圣子来到这个世界上来成就。
And this is what the covenant between the Son and the Holy Father, which consists of saving people on this earth.
人们普遍对这样一个恩典呢是采取一种拒绝的态度。
And people naturally reject such grace.
保罗自己知道他自己也有这样的倾向。
And Paul knows that he has such inclination himself.
按照他自己的本性他就是要逃避十字架。
If he according to his flesh, he would escape the cross.
他就是要否认十字架。
And he will deny the cross.
他仇视十字架。
And he will hate and
甚至要敌对十字架。
And antagonize the cross.
正如他当年还做扫罗的时候，他疯狂的来迫害基督徒那个时候。
Just like he was persecuting crazily the Christians and churches.
在另外一个地方，圣经他保罗讲到说，他自然的倾向是要靠其他的事情来夸口，绝对不会以耶稣的十字架来夸口的。
And in other verses, chapters in the Bible, Paul said that if according to his natural inclination, he will boast.About something else, but never about the cross of Jesus Christ.
比如腓立比书的第三章第四节到第九节。
For example, in the book of
Philippians,
chapter 3, verses
4 to 9. 其实我也可以靠着肉体来夸口。
And Paul said, I can boast my flesh.
若是别人想他可以靠着肉体夸口的话，我更可以靠着夸口。
If other people can boast about their flesh, I can do that too myself.
为什么呢？
因为
我是第八天就行了割礼。
Because the third day I was circumcised.
我是以色列族的人。
I'm from the tribe of Israel.
我是便雅悯支派的人。
I'm the from the tribe of Benjamin.
我是以希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
I'm the Hebrew from the Hebrews.
就律法的说，我是法利赛人。
According to the law, I'm Pharisees.
就热心来说，我是逼迫教会的。
And according to my heart, I was persecuting the church.
就律法上的义来说，我是无可指摘的。
Legally, I was irreproachable.
你看看。他罗列了这么大的一串他都可以靠着夸口的事情。
And that we can see that he compiled such a list of things he boasts about.
从他的出生到他的今天他所做的所有的事情他觉得他都可以夸口。
From his birth and everything he did until today, he can boast about them.
除了耶稣的十字架。
Except only one thing, Jesus cross.
但是呢我们看到说只是在这个地方有一个转折说只是我先前以为与我有益的我现在因着基督都当作有损的。
And he used the word except whatever I think was meaningful or important right now, I don't think so anymore.
不但如此我也将万事都当作有损的。
And he also regard everything is in lack.
因为 我已认识我主耶稣基督耶稣为至宝。
Because he thinks, thinks about knowing Jesus Christ as the most important thing in his life.
我为他已经丢弃了万事。
I reject everything because of him.
看作粪土。
I just regard them as dirt.
为要得着基督。
So that I can have Jesus in my life.
所以我们看到说是在保罗的改变之前呢，他是以所有万事，现在被看作粪土的那些事情，原来是他夸口的事情。
And we can see that before the regeneration of Paul, he right now regarded everything he thinks so important before as dirt.
但是呢，他为什么在这之前有这样的一个倾向？
But the question is, why did he have such inclination before?
他什么事情都可以夸口，除了耶稣的十字架。
He can boast about anything, but he can boast about everything except for Jesus.
但是呢，我们看到说，保罗在另外一个地方讲到说，在罗马书的第一章那个地方十六节，他讲到说，我不以福音为耻。
And also, in addition, in the book of Romans, in chapter 1, verses 16, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
不以为耻。
What does it mean to be ashamed of?
我们今天责备人的话，骂人的时候说你是不以为耻，反以为荣。
And today when we blame people, we say you are shameless and something like that.
保罗在信主之前，他的天然的倾向就是以耶稣基督的十字架为耻。
And before Paul came to Jesus,He definitely, his natural inclination dictated that he regard Jesus' cross as a shame.
所以在写给哥罗加拉太的弟兄姐妹这封信快结束的时候，他再次反思自己说，我过去的生命是什么样的人，现在主耶稣基督的宝血洁净了我，主耶稣基督的大能改变了我，天父的慈爱彻底的来重生了我。
Now that's why he was, when he was writing this letter to the churches of Galatians, he said that whatever...I believed before, right now, it is Jesus Christ and his cross has completely transformed me.
这句话，愿主敬我别有所夸，除了基督的十字架，这句话。
And he said that, may Lord forbid me boast about anything but of Lord Jesus Christ's cross.
这句话呢我们可以把它仔细思想的话呢，就会发现说，实际上有三层含义在里边。
When we ponder upon the meaning of this sentence, there are three, the meanings have three folds.
保罗呢，殷切的一个祷告，借着这句话表达出来。
And we can see the earnest prayer from Paul, is manifested through this sentence.
这句话呢，又是一个非常庄严的一个承诺。
And this is also a very majestic promise.
同时呢，我们也可以看把这句话当成一个非常严肃的一个读斥，起了一个读誓。
And we also can regard this as a very, very serious promise from God.
Curse
from Paul.
Yeah. 保罗在另外怎么样把它当成一个祷告来看呢？
How can we regard this as a prayer from Paul?
保罗说，上帝啊，愿你帮助我。
Paul said,God, please help me.
帮助我在耶稣基督的十字架之外，不要有任何其他的事情让我能够夸口的。
Paul said, God, please help me so that I won't boast about anything else except Jesus Christ's cross.
因为按照我的天性的话，我还是有可能按照其他的来夸口。但是呢，主啊，你来帮助我，让我不要用其他的来夸口，只夸耶稣的十字架。
Because according to my own humanity, I'm naturally boast about everything, but Lord, please help me so that I won't boast about anything except Jesus Christ's cross.
所以呢，第一个字就是个愿，愿主禁止我有任何。
May Lord, may
这是一个祷告。
This is God, Paul's prayer.
再一个呢，我们看他做一个非常严肃的、非常慎重的一个委身、一个承诺。
And this is also shows that this is also a very prudentAnd very serious commitment of Paul.
他说我永远，他不是说我今天，我明天，而是说我 never, 我永远也不会用其他的来夸口了，只夸耶稣基督的十字架。
And Paul emphasized the word never. He is never going to boast about anything but Jesus Christ's cross. Cross.
如果在作为一个独誓的来说，向天发誓，如果我要不这样做的话，这个天就这个雷劈了我，天打五雷轰啊，就是有点这个意思。
If we regard this as a serious promise,
保罗说，如果在耶稣基督的十字架之外，我还有其他的事情可以夸口的话，愿上帝降祸于我。
Paul said here, if I boast about anything outside of Jesus Christ's cross, please, Lord, give me disasters.
Woe to me. 我们知道说是在旧约圣经当中，先知们说祸灾我灭亡了，那个祸灾啊，愿上帝的祸呢临到了我。如果我不夸主耶稣基督的十字架而夸其他的话。
And if we don't boast up, about our Lord's cross.
为什么呢?
Well, why is this?
因为我们想到说保罗在这个另外一处谈到他自己的时候，他说如果我不传福音的话我就有祸了。
And Paul also said in other parts, in other places in the Bible, if I don't spread the gospel, and I will have disasters.
所以在哥林多前书第二章第二节那个地方，因为我曾经定了主意在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
In Galatians chapter 2 verses 2, because I have already made up my mind, in among you, I don't know anything, the only thing I know is Jesus' cross, and he was nailed down on the cross.
所以我们看到这是耶稣基督并他钉十字架，在保罗使徒保罗身上所产生的果效是何等的大，是何等的剧烈的一个转变。
The fact that our Lord Jesus on the cross has such a huge effect on Paul's transformation.
但是这样的转变并不是不付代价的。
And such a transformation came with a heavy price.
这个代价是什么呢？
What is the price?
他自己在十四节接着说，因这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上了。
Because of the cross, as far as I'm concerned, the world is nailed on the cross.
但就世界而论呢，我也钉在自己钉在十字架上。
And I was also nailed on the cross to the world.
我们看到说是保罗所传的耶稣基督并他钉十字架的信息呢？
Well, we can see the message Paul here tries to convey to us.
他不仅把他自己和假教师们分别出来了。
Not only did he distinguish the fake teachers from himself.
他把他自己和那些假教师们的门徒们分别出来了。
And he also distinguished himself from the disciples of all these fake teachers.
也把他与他所处的时代的价值观分别出来。
And he also distinguished his own worldview from the rest of the world.
把他与他所处的这个世界的文化分隔出来了。
And he also separates himself from the worldly culture.
差不多去年的八月份的时候。
Approximately in last August.
有一个非常著名的神学家叫 John Stott 去世了。
A very famous theologian, John Stott, passed away.
这个 John Stott 呢，是我读神学的时候呢，我所读到的所有神学当中，可能不是第一本，可能就是第二本的书，就是他所写的。
And this author has also many books, and I probably read one of his first books when I started working on my theology.
他的这本书叫做《The Cross of Christ》。
Here is this book, the title Cross Christ.
有中文的翻译叫做《当代基督十架》。
And there is a Chinese translation.
这个人呢，他去世的时候呢，他在去世之前，他安排了他自己的葬礼，他安排了他自己的这个墓碑。
This guy, before he passed away, he arranged everything, including his funeral, his tomb, everything.
他的葬礼上呢，他要求。主持葬礼的人就是读刚刚我们所读过的这段圣经。
And he requested at his funeral, and the verses we just said it, studied must be read.
在他的墓碑上就刻着第六章第十四节。
And on his tombstone was carved chapter 6 verses 14.
他在这本书和在加拉太的注释书当中都指出了这样一点。
He pointed out this in his book.
他说保罗这样坚持十字架的重要性，他所付出的代价是非常的大。
And he basically said that the reason Paul stick to the importance of the cross, and Paul has paid a heavy price.
虽然只有一个十字架。
Although there is only one cross.
但是却有三种定死的方法。
And there are three ways you can die on it.
第一种当然是主耶稣基督为我们定死十字架。
And the first way is that our Lord Jesus, how our Lord Jesus died on the cross for us.
但另一种呢是我们被定死在十字架上。
And the second way is we are going to nail on the cross and die.
为什么我们可以被称作定在十字架上了呢？
But how we can say that we are nailed down on the cross to die?
因为根据保罗对真理的认识，对主耶稣基督的认识。
According to Paul's understanding of the truth of gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们这些人是像罪死了的人。
And we are a people who are already dead in light of sin.
第三种呢，是这个世界被钉死在十字架上。
And the third way is that the world is nailed down on the cross.
因为这个世界的罪恶和这个世界的权势已经对我们不构成任何的吸引力，让我们能够去回应它。
Because the worldly power, according to Paul, has absolutely no attraction to us.
所以我们从这段圣经，这虽然是短短的几节，我们就看到说是个使徒保罗，他在信主之前和信主之后，他生命的一个翻天覆地的一个变化。针对的对象是什么？就是十字架，耶稣基督钉十字架。
And we can see from this this a few verses that is such a transformation of Paul's life before and after he believed in Jesus Christ. That's a very powerful, important message.
所以我们想象说，保罗在用他自己亲笔把这几句话写下来的时候，他自己在想说，我过去的生命是什么？我现在的生命是什么？我现在要把这个信息，还要不光是我自己领受了，还要传递给加拉太的弟兄姐妹。
And we can see that Paul was depicting what he was before he came to Christ and what he is after he came. He wanted so much to convey what he has already experienced to every one of us.
他为什么特别的要把这样的信息写给加拉太人呢？
Why did he want so much to convey such a message to people in Galatian churches?
因为在哥罗西的教会当中有假冒的基督徒，有假冒的基督教的老师。
Because in their churches there are people, there are fake Christians and there are fake teachers.
而且呢，一般的会众很容易受这些假教师的诱惑。
And common people are very easily deceived by these fake Christians.
而且呢，这些假教师呢，还强迫这些会众呢，要去相信他们，要接受他们。
And also these fake teachers compel the disciples, the non-believers, to believe in them.
但是按照保罗对这些假教师们所讲出来的东西的判断，说是他们所讲的是另外一个福音。
And Paul said that whatever these fake teachers preach are totally something else.
是一个不同的福音。
And it's a different gospel.
是一个变了态的福音。
It is a gospel of a different nature.
我们从第一章的第四节到第六节到第九节，我们就可以看得很清楚。保罗说福音只有一个，我稀奇你们为什么这么快就离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
And Paul said in chapter 1 verses 6 to 9, Paul indicated that I don't understand why you guys switch so fast from one gospel to another. There's only one true gospel.
在加拉太书的第六章。
In chapter 6, in the book of Galatians.
保罗认为那些传变态的福音的那些传播者们。
Paul believed that those people who preach a completely different gospel.
他们的动机是什么呢？
What are their motives?
他们渴望的是什么呢？
And what do they long for?
他们所渴望的是肉体的，是外貌的，是外在的好的表现。
And they desire for a better conduct or performance of his flesh outside of gospel.
因为这样的话呢，他们就不必为基督的十字架再受逼迫。
As such, they don't have to be persecuted because of Lord's cross.
你看第十二节第十三节说，凡希图外貌体面的人都勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。
And Paul indicated that in chapter 6 verses 12 to 13.
在十三节他们就接着又说是那些受割礼的连自己也不守律法他们愿意你们受割礼不过是要借着你们的肉体夸口
And Paul explained it very clearly in these two verses
其实这句话含义非常的深刻
And these words have very very deep meanings
这些假教师如果他们真正是敬畏主的话他们自己应该愿意去守律法
And if these, teacher, if these fake teachers they admire theyThey worship God. They should abide by these words.
但是呢，他们自己不守律法。
But they don't respect. They don't abide by the laws.
回过头来呢，他们却有个夸口。夸口是什么呢？就是不管三七二十一，你一定要受割礼。你受了割礼的话呢，他们就有了荣耀了。
Because but on the other hand, they boast about everything a Christian is supposed to be done, including circumcision. When people do that, they haveSomething to boast about.
我现在想是，如果我今天哈，我们怎么样应用到我们今天的这种情形呢
？And how I'm thinking, how we apply that to us today.
也许我们经常可以想到说，我们差遣这个宣教士出去，这个宣教士出去，哈，一个宣教士的代祷信回来了，来告诉大家说，哇，我今天在宣教工厂上有100个人受洗了，好高兴的不得了。
And it's pretty much like we send a missionary out. And he wrote back to us saying that there are more than 100 people converting to Christianity. It is such a great job.
是以数字，是以外在的表现来彰显所谓我们内心的信心。
And his face, okay, his interior face was manifested.Through numbers and through the outward performance.
因为呢，这就是他们想要的。这些假教师想要的就是公众的文化，公众和文化可以接受的那种宗教的形式。
All these fake teachers wanted was what can be accepted by worldly cultures.
我们知道，说是在加拉太的这个时代呢，保罗写加拉太书的时候呢，基督教实际上还是一个非常小的一群人。
During the time when Paul was writing these letters to the churches of Galatians, and Christians are a small group of people.
犹太教呢，当时反倒势力非常大。
And the Judaism has a bigger influence.
如果那些犹太教的基督徒，他们强迫外邦的基督徒，你们一定要受割礼之后才能叫做基督徒，否则的话你们不是。
And all these Jewish Christians emphasize that you must be circumcised to be called a real Christian, otherwise you are not.
所以那些假教师们，他们所渴望的是公众的认可，是文化当时环境可以的接受。
Therefore, all these fake teachers look forward to the recognition of worldly culture and the general public.
但是呢，我们知道说，他们这样做的时候，他们却不得不要放弃一个在保罗看来不能放弃的最重要的事情，那就是主耶稣基督的十字架。
But when they do that, according to Paul, they have to give up one thing that Paul said is very important, which is our Lord's cross.
所以这些假教师他们的目标是为了避免耶稣基督的十字架而受迫害。
And their goal of these fake teachers is to avoid persecution because of the cross of our Lord Jesus.
但保罗的目标却是呢，为了耶稣基督的十字架呢，他是甘心乐意受逼迫，因为除此之外没有其他再可以夸口的。
But for Paul, his goal is to be willing to suffer or to be persecuted because of the cross of our Lord.There's nothing else he can be persecuted.
所以呢，我们看到保罗他自己的心态，他为什么要强调要夸口只夸耶稣基督的十字架
？Now we can see the state of mind of Paul. Why he is boasting nothing, but about Jesus' cross.
我们也看到说保罗为什么要写信给加拉太的人，要提醒他们说，你们不可以以其他的夸口，只以耶稣基督的十字架来夸口。
That's why, and we can see that why Paul is writing this letter to Galatians to tell them why they cannot boast anything else but Jesus Christ's cross.
十字架到底有什么样的意义呢
？What meaning does cross represent?
我们为什么今天仍然要来读这样的话语呢？
Why do we people 2,000 years later we still have to read these words?
为什么我们仍然要说愿主敬我别有所夸，除了耶稣基督的十字架
？Why do we still have to repeat what Paul said?
为什么我们有时候也会以耶稣基督的十字架为耻呢
？But why oftentimes we also be ashamed of Jesus' cross?
我想 十字架它有它本质性的让人反感的地方。
I think that a cross has fundamentally something that people don't like.
因为十字架把我们指向了一个独一的神。
Because the cross points us to the only and unique and sole God.
唯一的救主。
The sole Savior.
唯一的救赎的工作。
The sole atonement.
独一的真实是 reality.
The ultimate reality.
独一的一个启示。
The sole revelation.
独一的一个中保和救赎。
And the sole protection and saving.
独一的已经完成了的基督的救赎的工作。
And the sole, salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
独一的运行在我们心里头的那位圣灵宝贵神。
And to the sole Holy Ghost that, works among us.
独一的一个我们和神之间得以和解的这样一份工作。
And to the sole reconciliation between us and God.
独一的门徒训练的方法。
And the sole training of our disciples.
独一的一个教会。
And the sole church.
独一的一个信。
And the sole faith.
独一的喜。
And the sole, baptism.
独一的我们所众人所拥有的天父上帝。
And the sole heavenly father.
这么多的独一都寄于耶稣基督顶十字架这件丑闻。
All this uniqueness is summarized, is tied up in only one thing, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, cross.
这是十字架让我们所看到的第一点。
And this is what cross, made us to see, the first point.
同时呢，第二点，十字架让我们看到说，我们所传的这个信息是有一个最 fundamental 最基本的一个事实，就是人类是犯罪堕落的。
And the second thing the cross made us to see is a fundamental fact that we humanity committed sin against God.
同时呢，上帝却是公义的，却是愤怒的。
But our Lord is righteous, but Lord is also has wrath.
十字架告诉我们什么呢？
What does the cross tell us?
十字架告诉我们，我们需要一位代替者。
And we are in need of a substitute.
这个代替者要替我们去死。
And this substitute has to die for us.
首先呢，这个十字架让我们看到说，上帝允许有人代替我们去死。
But we can also see that the cross also allows us to see that our Lord permits, somebody to die for us.
我们有需要，上帝许可这个需要得到满足。
And we have a need, our Lord, provides, to satisfy this need.
这是体现出上帝的仁慈来。
And that also represents God's mercy.
我们经常说上帝是爱，这就是爱的表现。
And we also say our Lord is love, and this is a manifestation of love by God.
我们有这个需要，上帝满足，允许我们满足这个需要。
We have a need, our Lord satisfies it.
不光是上帝许可有这样一个代替者的出现，上帝还提供了这位代替者。
Not only did our Lord allow such a substitute to be, and He also provides us a substitute.
这不光是一般的慈爱而已，这是奇异的恩典。
This is not a regular love. This is absolutely amazing grace.
上帝替我们，上帝给我们提供了一位。
Our Lord provides us a substitute.
不光是他提供了，而且呢，他所提供的就是他自己。
And our Lord not only did He provide for us, He offered Himself for us.
上帝自己成为那位代替者。
And He, our Lord Himself, became the substitute for us.
这样的一种恩典是无法测度的，无法想象的一种恩典。
And such a grace is not measurable.And such grace is totally unlimited.
十字架还告诉我们说
And the cross told us
我们需要挽回祭
And we also need saving.
需要不光是挽回，而且也需要补偿补赎
And we also need compensation. We also need to make up.
事实上呢，当耶稣在十字架上呢，上帝亲自的替代，把我们从永恒的审判和死亡和地狱当中救赎出来。
But in reality, through God, through the power of Christ's cross, our Lord has already redeemed and saved us from the eternal judgment and death from Hades.
在第一章第四节那个地方讲到说，基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己。
In chapter 1 verses 4 it says that according to the will of God, Heavenly Father, He saved us. Jesus saved us.
要救我们脱离这个罪恶的世界。
He saved us from this sinful world.
在十字架上，基督上帝为了拯救我们流了自己的血。
Our Lord shed His blood in order to save us.
成为我们的咒诅。
On the cross and to become the curse.
基督在十字架上被咒诅了，所以我们才会因十字架得蒙祝福。
Our Lord has been cursed on the cross so that we can be saved because of the cross.
十字架还提供我们第三点它的重要性。
The cross has also provided us the third point.
因为基督的十字架提醒我们，我们人类是没有办法自己救自己的。
And the cross has also reminded us that we cannot self-save.
我们本性是全然败坏的。
And we are totally corrupt.
按照本性是可怒之子。
And we are according to the nature, we are the son of indignation.
我们生来就是要与上帝为仇敌的。
We are born to be enemy of our Lord.
要得救的话呢，我们需要完全的、绝对的依靠上帝白白的恩典和他所赐给我们的礼物。
In order to be saved, we have to completely surrender ourselves and be rely on the grace provided by God.
只有他才能来做我们无法去做的事情。
Only him, he can achieve what we cannot do possibly.
而且呢，当他要做的事情，他来拯救我们，使我们成为一个新的创造，在第十五节。
And in the chapter 6, verse 4, verses 15, he said, in order to save us, so that we became their, we became his new creation. Creator, I'm sorry.
We become a new creation. 所以呢，我们看到说是在第三点上分的两点哈。第一点呢，就说是我今天讲的三点。第一点是保罗为什么要写这样的话，第二点他为什么要写给加拉太，第三呢，我们今天为什么要去读这段圣经。
We can I already explained and went through the three points that Paul wanted to convey to us.
但是呢，却还有第四点我要补充。
But I have one more point to make.
我们刚才所讲的是针对我们个人需要上帝的救赎。
Everything that I said is concerned about why we as person, a human being, need of God's salvation.
我们今天的教会为什么仍然需要来读这样的真理的话语？
But what about our church as a whole? Does our church need this too?
我在前段时间在修课的时候呢，读了一本书。
When I was taking courses before, I read a book.
那本书呢是一个非常著名的宣教学家，也是个教会历史学家，叫做这个Andrew Walls.
And that book was written by a very famous church historian, Andrew Walls.
他自己在非洲做过很多年的宣教士。
And he did many years of mission in Africa.
他对当代基督教的发展，他有非常深刻的一种洞见在里头。
He has a very important insight about the Christianity, the development of Christianity in modern world.
他把基督教和所有其他的宗教做了一番比较。
And he made a comparison between Christianity and many other religions.
他发现了一个基督教和所有其他宗教不一样的地方。
He found one thing that distinguished Christianity from the rest of it.
他说是回教从什么地方发源的，到今天为止，那个发源地仍然是他们这个宗教的最核心、最重心的地方。
And he said that the birthplace of Muslim is also a very sacred place until now.By all the Muslim people.
你看到今天为止，回教徒呢，以一生当中有机会去麦加朝圣一次的话，作为他们一生最大的善。
We can see that all the Muslims today regard a trip to Mecca as the most sacred thing in their religious life.
麦加是他的诞生地，到今天为止仍然是他信仰的重心。
And Mecca is the birthplace of its religion, but it's the most sacred shrine of his religion.
佛教 产生在东方远东。
Buddhism was born in the East.
到今天为止，两千多年之后，仍然它的重点在东方。
And until today, 2,000 years later, the East is also the sacred place for Buddhism.
印度教。
And also the Indian.
这个印度教呢，你看他信的人也很多，但是你看他千百年来，他的中心仍然在没有出过这个印度这个国土。
And we can also see that India is this first place, and we also know that his sacred place are always located within India.
但是相对而言的话，你发现说基督教这两千年时间，它的重心却变化了很多的地方。
But compared to that, you can see that the birthplace of Christianity has been changed a lot in the course of these 2,000 years.
他问大家说是你们想过没有这是什么原因？
And he was asking what was the reason that contributed to it.
最初基督教最发达的地方当然是耶路撒冷了，对不对？
And in the beginning, the first time, obviously, Jerusalem is Christianity's first place.
但是没想到过了很短的时间呢，这个基督教的重心地方呢就被摧毁了，基督徒呢不得不四散到其他地方去了。
And not long after, this sacred place was destroyed, and all the Christians were dispersed, as well in the world.
结果基督教呢却征服了地中海周围的这些当时在犹太人看来是外邦人的蛮人的这个文化。
And we can see that Christianity has succeeded in conquering all these places in the Mediterranean countries.Controlled by the Gentiles.
但是呢，又过了两三百年前，两三百年的时候。
But another 200 or 300 years later,
我发现说基督教的重心不是继续停留在地中海周围了，结果继续向西向北走。瓦尔达人、这个法兰克人、Anglo-Saxon 人这些人呢，当时在当时的基督教的重镇被视为是蛮族的人，这些人却被基督教征服了。
200 or 300 years later, we can see that the focus of Christianity has shifted to conquer the Franks, the Anglo-Saxons, and those people are regarded as the Gentiles.
我们看到说，当基督教在西方、在西欧还有北美，这已经有这么长的时间。
And we can see that today Christianity has been in North America and West Europe for a long time.
但是现在基督教的重心已经发生了转移。
And now we can see that the emphasis, the focus of Christianity has been changing.
在南美洲，在非洲，基督徒人数增长的速度呢，是它人口增长速度的十倍以上。
In Latin America, in Africa, the number of Christians has increased by 10.
在东亚也一样，在中国大陆也一样。
And in Middle East, in Asia, in mainland China, it is the same thing.
这个神学家、这个历史学家、这个宣教学家，他就在问这个问题。你说这是为什么呢？
And this church historian, theologian, he was asking the question why.
为什么这个重心不会停在一个点上？这个重心保持在这个地方继续往外扩展，反倒是重心从这个地方又移到另外一个地，移到另外一个地方。现在这个重心已经从北边往南边、往东边移了。
He was asking why the focus, the center of Christianity is not staying in one place and never says to shift from one place to another.
他让大家思考这个问题，他也给大家提供了这样的答案。
In his book, he wants his readers to think about that, and he also provides his answers to it.
他的答案很简单，就说是因为耶稣基督的十字架有一种与生俱来的脆弱性。
And his answer is very simple. He said the cross of Christianity, the cross of Jesus has a natural born vulnerability.
这种脆弱性呢，导致了说他在一个地方如果待的时间太久。
This vulnerability leads to in one place,
当这个地方变成一个权力的中心。
And when this place has become a center of power,
当这个地方变成一个物质的富裕的中心。
When this place has become a center of affluence,
这个基督徒的基督教的这个十字架，耶稣基督的十字架的脆弱性就产生了，跟这个富裕跟这个权柄就产生了一个不和谐，就不得不离开。
And the vulnerability of Christianity has entered into conflict with the power, the material power of this place.
当然了，
and has to go somewhere else.
我们知道说今天基督教发展速度快的地方，我们在人看来也许是从文化，他们似乎还正在继续文明的过程当中。
And we can also see that the Christianity has spread into area where people are being more civilized, becoming more civilized.
从物质上讲的话呢，他们也许比较贫穷，现在正在变成富裕的过程当中。
Materially, they are experiencing transformation from povertyinto slowly into gradual affluence.
但是呢，越是在这种地方，十字架的大能却越能彰显出来。
It is exactly in this kind of place the power of cross can be manifested.
他说，你思想想看，西欧现在的教会已经是衰退成什么样子。
And he pointed out that the churches in Western EuropeHas turned into such a degenerated state.
北美情形也没有好得太多。
And in North America, we're not better than that.
反倒是我们这些移民的教会，我们这些外来的教这些族群的教会，反倒增长的速度继续在增长。他们本地的北美时间待长的人，他们的教会反倒老年化，他们在衰落。
And we can see that in North America, the local churches and the churches native to this land have deteriorated. And on the other hand, the churches of new immigrants didn't stop to develop, to grow.
这个信息跟我们今天所讲的十字架有什么关系？
And what does this message have anything to do with the cross that we preach today?
我相信说我们今天没有哪一个教会像当时的那个加拉太的教会那样愚蠢的来公开的和十字架来作对。
I believe that none churches that today can be as stupid as the Galatian churches who openly oppose Jesus Christ.
但是呢，我们却有可能忽略了十字架。
But it's very possible, we have possibility to neglect, to overlook the power of cross.
我们可能在我们的神学研究当中忽略了十字架。
And we may neglect that in our theological studies.
我们有可能在我们的讲道当中忽略了十字架。
We may neglect the power of cross in our preachings and sermons.
我们可能在我们的传福音的过程当中忽略十字架。
And we can also do that in the process, in the course of preaching gospel.
我们可能在我们的事工当中，在我们的生活当中忽略了十字架。
In our services, in our lives.
我们有可能不知不觉都陷落到异端当中。
And unknowingly, we may be becoming heresies. We don't even know.
比如说，我们可能会用真诚啊 ，sincere。你看这些人很虔诚啊，用真诚、用虔诚呢来代替十字架。
We may very naturally use honesty or sincerity to replace cross.
我们可能用我们的成就来取代十字架。
We may use our achievement to replace cross.
我们可能用我们的成功来取代十字架。
We may also use our success to replace cross.
我们可能用我们的善行来取代十字架。
We may also use our good deeds to replace cross.
我们可能用我们的宗教的热忱来取代十字架。
We may also use our religious fervor to replace God's cross.
我们可能用令人激愤的那样种敬拜的方式来取代十字架。
We may also use our enthusiastic way of worship to replace the power of cross.
我们可能用我们的内在的恩典的一种经历来取代十字架。
We may also use our inner experience of Lord's grace to replace a cross.
这些呢，都是我们今天在北美的教会，在欧洲的教会需要反复去思想的。我们实际上为什么信仰的核心会离开这个地方？因为我们实际上在不知不觉当中抛弃了十字架。
These are the things that the churches in North America, in West Europe, we are doing, and that we are unknowingly or unconsciously, slipping away from Lord's cross.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is this happening?
保罗在加拉太书里头其实已经给了我们答案。
And Paul has already provided us an answer in the book of Galatians.
因为害怕受逼迫。
Because we are afraid of being persecuted.
对当今的教会而言，这意味着害怕没有办法得到这个世界的承认。
Because as far as the churches are concerned, we are afraid that we can't have the recognition by this world.
害怕被世界拒绝。
And we are afraid of being refused, rejected by the world.
因为世界有什么，我们就赶紧效仿，也想要有什么东西。
Because we follow whatever the world provides us.
或者说，我们知道说世俗是不好的。
And we know that secularity is not good.
但是要先讲十字架。
But if we preach Lord's cross,
要依靠十字架来活。
If we live by our cross.
并且单单的以十字架来夸口
and boast nothing but a cross.
这一切实在是不容易的事情
and this is not an easy thing. It's a very hard thing to achieve.
对我们的要求似乎太高，太苛求我们
and this is so hard to do and so difficult to achieve.
这是我们教会没有办法复兴的一个很重要的原因
and this is one of the most important reasons why our churches have not been regenerated.
真正的教会的复兴是在十字架的背着十字架的那样的一种复兴。
The real rise of our church is to bear the Lord's cross.
第二类的原因，为什么我们会变成这个样子呢？
The second kind of reasons.
我们对上帝的认识现在也产生了偏离十字架的一种认识。
The understanding of our Lord.It's kind of understanding that stays away from the cross.
我们可能会认为上帝会满足我们的需要。
We all believe that Lord satisfies our needs.
但是我们却忘记了他也赦免我们的罪。
But we also forget that he forgives our sins too.
我们可能会认为上帝会供应我们所缺乏的。
And we know that Lord provides us with what we need.
但是我们却忘记掉上帝一直呼吁我们要不断的悔改。
But we also forget that Lord appeals to us that we need to be redeemed. We need to change.
To repent. 我们可能会认为基督的死救我们脱离了凶恶。
We know that the death of our Lord saves us from evil.
但是我们却忘记了基督的死也救我们免除了上帝的愤怒和审判。
But we also forget that the death of our Lord Jesus also saves us from the wrath and the judgment of God.
我们可能会认为十字架显示了上帝对我们的爱，也的确是如此。
We know that the cross manifests the love of our Lord. It is really true.
但是它却也显示了上帝对我们的神。上帝的也显示了上帝的审判。
But he also reveals God's judgment.
耶稣之所以死。
And the reason our Lord died.
是因为罪的工价乃是死。
And it is because the price of our sin is to die.
没有流血就没有赎罪。
No blood, there's no salvation.
没有赎罪也就没有办法赦罪。
No salvation, there's no forgiveness of sins.
所以这就是我们今天在看上帝的时候，把十字架的部分从上帝的眼光，把对上帝的认识当中给抽掉了。
And then that's why we take a cross away from our view when we look at our Lord.
这就是我在圣诞节的时候讲到这个 Santa Christ.
And this is what I preached during Christmas. The topic is Christ centered.
第三点。
The third point.
我们可能会忘记掉。
The third point we may forget.
我们其实我们每个人最大的问题是什么？
What is our biggest problem?
我们最大的问题是我们罪的本性和我们带来的我们的罪疚。
And the problem is the nature of our sin of ours.
我们可能会忘记掉。
We may forget that.
我们在我们的承认我们在侍奉中或者在日程上后当中会继续犯罪。
And we may forget that we continue to sin even during our service.
我们不肯去承认这件事情。
We don't like to recognize.
我们喜欢把耶稣当成我们的榜样。
We like to view Jesus as our example.
我经常见有一个叫 What would Jesus do? WWJD.
There's used to be a saying that What Jesus do?
但忘记了他却带给我们的是救赎的恩典。
But we always forget. We also forget. the salvation he brought us.
我们可能会忘记十字架是基督教的中心中的中心。
We may neglect the fact that the cross is the center of the centers in Christianity.
没有十字架就根本没有所谓的福音。
Without cross, there's absolutely no gospel.
这个作者在讲到说。
The author of this book said,
他说那些不以十字架为荣耀的人，为自豪的人，那些人就是十字架的敌人。
And those people who do not glorify from the cross are the enemies of the cross.
这些功课是我们今天的教会需要学习的教会。
And these are the lessons that we need to study today.
教会要复兴，如果不在这些方面去认真的去思想的话，教会的复兴都是表面的，都是假的。
And if we do not reflect upon these areas, any rise in church is not real.
我在想到说，当十几年以前上帝呼召我有机会回中国的时候。
I'm just thinking that more than 10 years ago, God has called me to go back to China.
主的仆人赵天牧师，我们中间很多人知道他。
And Pastor Zhao Tian, everybody among us know him.
他告诉说，虽然中国现在基督徒人数很多，增加的也很快。
And he told us that even despite the great number of Christians in China.
但是我们也要承认这样一个事实。
But we have to accept the fact that
虽然信主的人数非常的多。
Despite a great number of people who believe in Jesus.
但是这些信主的人，他们的生命却是非常的浅。
But their lives of these new Christians are very, very shallow.
这个今天有来一个传道人给这个村子传福音，全村的人都信主了。
And today there's a speaker who comes into a village, and the whole village transforms and believes in Jesus.
明天来一个异端的人一讲的话，全村人又跟着那个异端跑了。
And tomorrow there's another speaker who came, and the whole village follow him.
十字架还没有在这个中国的大地上扎下根来。
And the cross has not been planted deeply in the big land of China.
有谁愿意去那个土地上去为我们的同胞？去做守望的。
And who is willing to do such a thing?
我相信说，保罗在他写加拉太书的时候。
I believe that at the time when Paul was writing this letter,
他对未来教会的情形是怎么样，上帝给他独特的眼光，让他已经看到了。如果没有十字架，就没有教会。
And the Lord has provided him with a unique vision that Paul got. Without the cross, there's absolutely no church in the future.
我们的讲到的时间也快到了。
And the time is approaching.
在我讲到结束的时候，我愿意做出这样的一些呼吁。
To conclude, I'd like to make such an appeal.
我们在座的每一个人。
Every one of us who is sitting here.
无论你是平信徒还是同工,
regardless you are a regular Christian or you are a servant, you are a people who serve our Lord.
如果你从来没有因为耶稣基督替你受死而感谢过上帝,
if you have never been thankful because of the death of our Lord Jesus.
如果你从来没有因为上帝借着耶稣的死赦免并且接纳了你。
And if you never be thankful because our Lord, the Lord has saved you through His death.
如果你从来没有以上帝的恩典和你的软弱夸过口的话。
If you never boast about Lord's grace and your weakness.
如果你从来没有以耶稣基督的十字架为荣过。
If you never glorify because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
并且从来没有放下过对其他事情的夸口。
And you never put down the things that you boast about.
请你现在就悔改，这样去做。
Please repent and do it as such.
夸口耶稣基督的十字架。
Boast about Jesus' cross.
如果你曾经以耶稣基督的救赎和死亡为你自己夸口的对象。
If you boast about Jesus' death and cross.
你曾经这样做过。
If you ever did that,
你曾经以耶稣基督的十字架为荣。
You did glorify because of the Lord's cross.
但是最近以来，在你自己的生活当中，在你自己的侍奉当中。
But in your recent days, in your lives, and your services,
你们有更经常的、反复的来这样去做。
But you fail to do that often.
有所懈怠了。
And you cut corners.
那么现在我请你悔改。
And I also ask you to repent.
请求上帝来宽恕你。
Begging for God's mercy.
来改变你现在这种做法。
To change your current behavior.
以耶稣基督的十字架来夸口。
Boasting about Jesus Christ's cross.
如果你在耶稣基督的十字架之外还有感到骄傲和自豪的。
If you have anything else to boast about,outside of Jesus' cross,
以你自己的成就为夸口和自豪。
If you boast about your own success,
以你自己事业的成功为夸口和自豪。
Your career achievements,
以你自己的职称的升迁为自豪。
Your career promotions,
以你自己所获得的肯定和荣耀为自豪。
Your recognition, your own glory,
以你自己的 popularity, 你的人气为自豪。
You boast about your popularity and your humanity,
以你自己的恩赐为自豪。
Your own grace.
以你自己特别的经历为自豪。
And your special personal special
experience. 以这些东西为你自豪，为你自己夸口的。
If you boast about these things,
现在你就悔改。
Please repent.
请求上帝的宽恕。
Begging for God's mercy.
并改变你现在这样的做法。
And transform yourself.
夸口只夸耶稣基督并他。
You boast about nothing but Jesus Christ.
如果你曾经以基督为荣。
And if you ever glorified our Lord's cross.
你只以基督为荣
you only glorify our Lord,
但却不以他的十字架为荣
but you are not glorified about Lord's cross
不是以他作为我们的救主替我们死而为荣
and you don't glorify because of his death for us
你现在就会改
you must repent
来敬拜你的救主
you worship your Savior
夸耀他的十字架
boasting about his cross
以他的十字架为荣
And glorify because of his cross.
我现在向大家呼吁。
I appeal to you.
愿你像保罗一样。
That you just like Paul.
在你身上带着耶稣十字架的印记。
You bear the marks of our Lord Jesus.
夸只夸耶稣基督的十字架。
Boasting only about Jesus' cross.
让主耶稣基督和他的十字架来塑造你的生命和你的侍奉。
So that our Lord Jesus and his cross mold your life.Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣基督
Oh, dear Lord Jesus.
我们思想你自己是何等的荣耀
We are thinking about your glory.
你本是上帝你不以自己与上帝同等为强夺
You are Lord yourself, but you lower yourself to become one of us.
你顺服天父的旨意来到这个世界，谦卑为我们受死。
You according to God's will, you came into this world to die for us.
你在这个世上成就了天父的旨意，得到了你当得的荣耀。
You achieve our Lord's will, and you deserve the glory you deserve.
你自己死在十字架上。救赎了我们。
You die on the cross to have us saved.
今天我们太岂有此理，我们太轻看你自己救赎的恩典。
But today we do not give you enough importance.
我们的信心是软弱的信心。
Our faith is weak.
我们的悔改是肤浅的悔改。
Our change of mind is not deep.
我们求你开恩怜悯我们。
Lord, we beg for your mercy.
我们求你来复兴我们的生命
Lord, please regenerate us.
让十字架再次活化在我们的生命当中
So that one more time, your cross has regained our hearts.
让我们再一次真正成为神你自己所拣选的耶稣基督的跟从者
So that we live to deserve the title of your own son and children.
这样我们才真正配得你自己的门徒。
So that we deserve to be your disciples.
把你的荣耀传遍世界。
Spreading your glory throughout the world.
祝福这间教会。
Wishing good for this church.
祝福这间教会的每一位弟兄姐妹。
We wish every brothers and sisters in this good for this church.
让十字架成为他们的荣耀。
So that the glory be, so that the cross be their glory in their hearts.
从而你真正得到你当得的荣耀。
So that you deserve your own glory.
我们这样的祷告不配。 奉主耶稣基督你自己得胜的名求。
We offer our sincere prayer in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.